Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Let's go on an adventure. Bop, bop, shoo, bop, 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 yeah. Let's go on it together. I did it.
Hey guys, today we have a very awesome young day who is a musician from the Athol area. He's 22 years old. He's been doing music since he was about 14 to 15 years old, being inspired by many artists from all genres. He recorded his first song ever in his garage on his phone using Volico and dropped it on SoundCloud. He fully expected himself to that day as a music lover. Let's go ahead and give it up to Young Day.
Hello, world. Hello, hello. Hello, Abdulli.
Yeah.
Young Day in the building, man.
That's listen, right. And his young brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to point out real quick. Nikki, I did that in one take. Just saying.
When you see this, Nikki, just know that. Just know that.
Anyways, I also have here with me a special host, guest host. It's Raph.
Raph.
Yeah.
The Ruler.
That's
so cool.
Oh, man. So thank you, Raph, for coming in and helping me out with this. I appreciate it.
No problem.
And I guess, yeah, yes.
How can I say no to musical chairs?
Oh, I know.
How can you say no to anything that has the word music in it?
An exact and Young Day. Are you serious?
Like, get serious with your life, for real.
If you're not tapping in and you haven't tapped in with musical chairs yet, you must be still.
Real thing.
Yeah,
real
you
thing.
Must be still in bed.
Aw.
Mm-hmm. You're somewhere under the rock.
Yeah, right? There. Right?
Stuck there and you'll never get out of the under the rock.
Stop taking the sleeping medicine. It's not helping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't take the red pill. Take the blue pill. right, yeah. Right, yes, right, yeah. No, I appreciate you guys. You know, we're on the road to get to a million households. we're gonna get it there. So we're gonna go ahead and start off things. You know, let's see. I gotta pull out my questions. I'm never prepared. Speaking of which, do you have some questions too, Raph?
Yes, I do.
Do you? All right. That's good because I'm not prepared. Oh, here we go. Okay, now I'm prepared.
Am I prepared is the question here.
Yeah, no pressure.
Am I prepared? Because I'm the one answering them.
That's right. That's right. So, so we'll go ahead and start from the beginning. So you said in your intro or that you started performing music or messing around with music at the age of 14, 15.
Yeah, I was, about that age.
Yeah, yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Like what got you into it?
In my eyes, it's more like a competition that was going on in my school.
Oh, nice.
You know, it wasn't really a competition. It was more a rising moment for, you know, high school musicians type thing.
Sure.
It was where people just started making music in high school and you're catching on and you're like, oh, this person is making music, now I'm going to make music and all that. And that's where I came to making my first song. But way before then, I was just a music nerd. Definition of a music nerd, whatever you can imagine that being, is that. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Now, where does the name Young Day come from?
Young Day. All right, now, if you look right here behind me, Day is, I'm African. So Nday is, I cut my last name short. It's Nday Saba, but I had to cut it short.
Oh.
So it's Nday right there. Young just came from just being, you know, I'm always going to make any music. Just, it's going to be the same vibe as a young me. So like even when I'm like my 50, young will always be in me. And good. I will always be making music of that moment. So that's where it is.
Good, that's good. It. So I like that.
Young Day will always stay young forever. So that's where it's at.
Oh, sweet, yeah. Sweet. And that's what I love about, you know, your music. I was kind of taken back because I was like, dude, this bro's been, must be performing music forever. And it's so professional, top-notch quality. And, nice. and then I find out you're like 22.
I've only been in, yeah, I'm really like, new, I wouldn't say new, but I've been working for years.
Yeah.
About 6 years in the making.
Right.
You definitely showed it at the show. I mean, you came in and I'm surprised you didn't make first place. You were second place, right?
Yeah, I was.
That's still close. Yeah. So.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, what? Yeah. But listen, when I came out here, it was about to be 10 years now when I came from Africa to Burundi. I mean, from Burundi to here.
Oh, wow.
It's about to be 10 years, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, 4 years later, I just started making music. So, I did not speak no English when I came out here. None.
Wow.
8 months later, I was starting to catch up after when I started doing music and all that. I started learning about small words and what I can put together and all that.
Yeah.
So, it came together that way. So, yeah, I'm there.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. Yeah. Man, I love that.
I'll tell you from experience, man. I'm an artist. I'm like... whole bunch of stuff. Nothing's wrong with coming in second place. I was in a competition myself, and I came in second place. I-75 Beats. I'm not sure if anybody is aware of them, but back in the day, when they were first coming out, they dropped beats, and I was in a beat competition. I wrote a song about being homeless, and you know, my girl at the time was pregnant and having a kid and stuff like that, and it made it in second place. So, and the people that were running the competition ended up working with a bunch of celebrities, so I ended up getting a couple beats for free, which is dope, and meeting some connections that lasted forever.
For sure.
Yeah, so...
for sure.
Second place is, as good as first. I mean, it's not as good as first, but, I mean, it's what you take from it.
I wasn't there for no place.
You don't, yeah, and you don't go to...
As you see me on all the shows, man, I'm there to rock out.
Facts.
Connection and being with people outside and just having a good time, man.
And that's how you win.
That's how I just pop out, and that's just how I step. It's a good time, the staying young forever. It's just a stepping of having fun.
That's great. It is. It's inspiring. It's just, your heart and your mind are both in the right place, you know.
I would like to think so.
yeah, because that's what it's not about. Yeah, I mean, they're you know, you're going to be part of competitions as you're, you know, going out there and putting yourself out there. But if you're having fun, man, and that's what it's about.
Exactly.
That's a competition for me, is making sure I have fun.
No, honestly, that's one of the best things I told my little brother. I said, when you go to these, because he does choreography and he used to do 8 count. I don't know if anybody knows what that is. It's choreography, dancing and stuff.
Okay.
So I used to tell him when he used to go, I was like, make sure you have fun, all right? Because that's how you win.
It's really you. Yourself.
Facts. When you're having fun doing what you love and you find the essence of and capture that and hold it in, it don't matter.
It do not.
Yeah, it don't matter.
It
but
don't
matter,
and it don't matter what you're doing either. Yeah. Man. Listen, what was I about to say? I forgot. Crossed my mind. But when you're in there, you're having a conversation, really, it's really you, right? So, for my part, when I'm doing all this, it's I got to make sure I'm competing to have fun, okay? Because, I don't want to be that one dude who sits on the side and, wait for his turn and whatever not. If you're being in his feeling, whatever not. No, fuck all that. I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be connecting with people and all that. That's all it is. I'm going to have fun.
Exactly.
I'm going to enjoy myself. It's me versus me. It's my road.
Your music will always stand out in front of anything. Yep. It don't matter. It don't matter. You be in a room full of artists and you show the right people your music, that your music will stick with them more than the other music. For it's sure. just it really right. is quality over pleasure.
Yeah. What you about? That's all it is.
What's one of the one of your favorite songs that you've made?
Oh, that's a song that I've made.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
You got me here. I'm working, Chris.
Yeah, listen. I love it.
Favorite songs. Hold on. Oh my God, this is
no problem.
One of the ones that you've enjoyed. I know I'm as an artist. I enjoy writing music.
Two days ago. Actually, no. Yesterday. Yeah. No, the night before, I made this new song that is so good that it just became my new favorite. So, like, the new thing has to be my new favorite. So, I can't choose, okay? So, my favorite song is a new one I just recorded.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, like, I don't have a favorite song. It's more like, what am I doing to keep going?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to make a song. I'm going to have fun with it. I love this song. And I'm going to drop it out there. Now it's my
turn. Let me rephrase that then.
So, like,
a song that you enjoyed writing, like, you started to write it.
Yeah.
Like, because I write songs and it take me a couple of days, but yeah. I'm saying, like, a song that you started to write and then you couldn't stop. And you had to finish it.
That's still a hard question for me because you ask my little brother. I don't sit there and write.
How many songs do you have?
I have a lot.
You have a lot?
If we make a count about, like, almost 300, but
wow. That's,
do you have it like as far as like tapes and projects?
Yeah, as far as tapes, I have them separated. They're all singles. They're my files. I haven't collected them. I don't put collections. It's more like if I vibe with this, I'm gonna put them together and all that. So like, going back to your question, I don't have a favorite song other than the one I just made yesterday because like. Everything is new for me. I have to.
I'm anxious to hear it now.
Yeah.
Well, it's, the process is, I don't even write as I was. I don't. So, like, me even having the time to actually sit down and, like, be like, I'm going to listen to and write, it's hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I catch the vibe, I'm going to go right away, hit it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, as I was saying earlier,
yeah.
The vibe is right, boom, I have whatever to say is right on. Like,
do you have, like, a care package, like, something that you have before you hit the stage or before you write? Like, do you drink? Something that hit the vibe right?
Nothing? Well, to get the vibe right, I have to smoke. Before we came in the building,
okay,
smoke. I woke up a wood outside. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm feeling good. That's where this energy is coming from. Yeah, so,
nice.
Like, I'm feeling good.
It's nice.
It's the right vibe, man. It's the right vibe.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little reefer.
No, not at all.
Reefer madness.
Yeah. That's where creativity comes in for me.
Nice.
It's
actually, that goes hand in hand, I think, more often than people realize. I have a lot of musician buddies that are just, before they go up, and it's crazy, like, They are the most professional, you know, engaging musicians that are on the stage. But before they go, they have to, you know, do a little bit of smoking, a little Cheech and Chong.
Get your mind right.
And yeah. And I was like, oh, that's the secret. Okay.
People say, it's a bad thing.
You know, it is and it isn't, you know?
It is and it is, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's why I just roll with it.
Yeah. No pun intended. But yeah, seriously, you know, it helps with the creative juices, I think.
I really do think so.
Yeah. And it just kind of unlocks.
It's a whole different world, you know? Like,
yeah.
So in a world where you understand what you want to say and like how you're, it's that world that you understand other than reality. Reality is hard to understand.
I agree. The kids are so asleep. Like,
when you're sober, it's hard to think of what you want to say.
Yeah.
So it really is. So I've thought about that.
Right. I put the kids asleep. You know what I mean? The kids asleep.
Yeah.
Outside.
Reform.
Yeah.
A little bit. Then I run my music in
exactly.
the car.
Yeah.
And I'm good, you know?
Like, what it is there for.
Yeah, exactly.
I really do think so.
yeah, definitely. And it's just unlocking those little barriers that normal reality life has, you know? But then when you unlock those barriers, you kind of just like roll with it and just get
free.
You're just free. Yeah, exactly. Like, So let's give the audience a song, shall we?
Oh, we want to, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do this. Do you have a preference? Because I got a list here.
You got a list. Give me the list.
I got, I don't give a fudge.
You're supposed to hit the button.
Yeah. Oh, right. Which one is it? Is it this one? Nope, that's not the one. Nope, that's not the one either. That's not the one. No. No. It's somewhere. I don't know where the button is.
Ding, ding, ding. It would have been perfect.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. But anyways, yeah. And then I got the Hold On Me performance, and ooh, I got the Country Shit performance. Ooh. So
okay, so like right now we're feeling a good vibe, right?
Yeah.
Then play that. I don't.
No. Yeah, I love it. You got.
Let me get in a good vibe for that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not the. Well, the thing is, it's not a performance. It's the actual track. So like the original.
Yeah.
So play it through.
You got it. Play it through. All right, here we go, guys.
Good vibe right here.
Here we go.
Yo.
Your bitches bust your tummy, she gon' let me fuck. What the fuck, nigga? I hit her good, I beat it up like I don't give a fuck. Come here, still I beat my meat before I trust on the hoes. She came to suck my meat to get designer on her toes. I got baddies after baddies every time I do a show. Now the nigga still be mad at me cause she come where we go. I be not trend, nigga. And she gave me bread, nigga. And that shit was great, nigga. Almost made me stay, nigga. Instagram got real shit, but she gon' post a fake, nigga. And I don't need a schedule on, she still wanna date, nigga. And you gon' really stay in there, little nigga, like a lemonade. Now my punch on shit, look through, little nigga, like a mini-made. Look up in my eyes, little nigga, anything, I'm not afraid. I got two bitches on me, they got straps and think they young and made. Your bitches, but she tell me she gon' let me fuck.
What?
I hit her good, I beat it up like I don't give a fuck.
Come here,
your bitches, but she tell me she gon' let me fuck.
What?
I hit her good, I beat it up like I don't give a fuck.
Come here.
In my city, yeah, my got a nigga sticking several hoes. I'm in Cali swerving and I think I see another hoe. I be money chasing, roll running, ducking potholes. Think I'm tired of saying pussy, I'ma find another hoe. And niggas be some pussy selling dreams and let me crack heads. And try to book up nigga just make sure you got my back ends. And send shit to my ops, you feel a way you catch your back end. It's RIP, my pops, I got your picture on my mic stand. Don't come just but she tell me she gon' let me fuck.
What?
I hit her good, I beat it up like I don't give a fuck. Your bitches, but she tell me she gon' let me fuck.
What?
I hit her good, I beat it up like I don't give a fuck.
Come here.
Oh, that one right there, man. See, as I said, the vibe.
Yeah.
Right? So that one. Just you get creative when you're high,
and you know how I know it's a cool song when it makes the host cooler.
I noticed you got your sunglasses on. I was like,
yeah.
And then I looked at my left, and Raph is like, I'm like, okay.
yeah. We you're telling you it's that was great. I loved it, man.
Yeah, that's good energy. That one has a good energy.
It really does.
It was more, I don't even know how to define that song, how he came about. I'd be having too much fun in my room.
Nice.
I do all this myself and I just sit down. Sometimes I need help from engineer, but
yeah,
this is the fun part of it.
Well, and it's great too because, you know, it feels like it's like the perfect music for like awesome hangout music videos. Mm-hmm. Just, I can just see it.
Like, and that's the thing too. Like right now,
yeah,
we'll come to the end.
Yeah.
It's like every episode of every song we're gonna have is gonna be different. It's nice. Just if anybody, if we would have more people in this circle, everybody would feel somebody would feel every different song that I had, right?
Oh, that's
awesome.
It could
be somebody who's, my bad for saying this, a redneck could be right here and then listens to country shit and they're like,
yeah,
oh my God, I love that song, right? And then an African dude could be right there, oh my gosh, Afro!
Yeah!
It's the vibe of it. Anybody could feel it.
That's so awesome. That's awesome. Well, so I mean, that's what makes it like just global,
just,
yeah. You know. And man, I love it, man.
It's fun.
It is. A lot of fun. So this one might be a little difficult then, because you might have more than one. But what would you say your biggest musical influences are?
We're gonna start. We're gonna start off straight up. Straight up, Michael Jackson. We're never going to be wrong.
Because yeah,
Michael Jackson was way right there when I was first born. Even in Africa, we all love Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
True story. Right. I was actually in California when Michael Jackson passed away. The week before he passed away, and this is how you know I'm not lying,
right?
The lady from the Golden Girls, the show?
Yeah.
The lady passed away
that
same week.
They
said it was all in threes. And when I was there and he passed away, that helicopter stayed up there for a good week. They had it gassed up.
That's crazy.
Oh,
couldn't get to his star at all.
In front of the Chinese theater, you couldn't even get to it.
I never even knew that.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of things. I know a lot of things about music, but I don't know a lot of things about what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
I really don't.
you don't want to be paid that.
No, Michael Jackson is top for
exactly.
me, too.
Yeah. He got to be up there. Now, we're going to give my next one to my African king, man, Diamond Platnum. Man, this dude, you probably never heard him. He gives us the top music right there. Mm. So I can't forget him.
Nice.
Next one, who would I say? You said top three or top five?
However many
in
you...
My influence.
Yeah.
As I said, I listen to all type thing. I was just listening to jazz. I listen to French music, French jazz.
Yeah.
So I really know a lot of artists, so it's hard.
Yeah, right. But jazz, man. Jazz is a great genre to be a fan of and have it inspire you because it really... You know, I've seen some of these notes that these jazz musicians play, and I'm like, that ain't supposed to work, but it works.
It does work. And it worked for me literally the other day, the song I just emailed you.
Yeah.
You hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I'm going to just give that. Those are my top two influences because, like, perfect. I can't think of any other who could have done better in the music.
What was that guy's name? Diamond what?
Diamond Platinums.
Diamond Platinums. Yeah, I'm going to have to look him up, too.
Yes.
Sounds awesome.
Yes, sir. He's a king of Africa, in my opinion. We can give. Oh, I can't forget Akon.
Yeah, man, he turned the lights on.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, he did turn the lights on. He did.
Yeah.
So I can't. Yeah, we got a top three right there.
There you go. We'll round it up.
I was about to mess myself up. I can't forget Akon.
What was it? He provided lights for a whole.
That was after I came out here. I wasn't really. I don't know a lot about what's going on in the world. Yeah. I know about music. Okay, so
yeah, no.
I say Akon.
He paid for like.
I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah,
I really don't.
Crazy.
I believe it's only for one area.
One area.
One.
Okay.
It's good for his region because that's where he came from. Right? You know. But in the music side, he's right there for everybody. But you know, in that side of helping the world, he's helping his people, and we're proud of him. And,
yeah. You
know, he can't take care of everybody.
Right.
He can't. So he's doing what he can do. I'll give him that. He's doing a lot.
This industry is crazy, man.
Oh yeah.
It is. I know. It's Yeah, and then you have other musicians out there that are just investing everything in baby oil. It's just,
Oh,
did I go there? I'm sorry. I'm just. we won't name names, but you know who you are.
He'll be probably coming out with a song.
Yeah, you know what? There is, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, slip and slide.
Oh my God. That'll be
my
the
mic off.
That'll be the quickest trip to platinum. Just slide right in. Oh, oh yeah, it didn't take long to
no, we dropped it off. Too yeah.
Oh man, well that's awesome though. You know, the great, excellent musical influences there. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember too. Like my mom, she had a collection of records, and one of them was Michael Jackson, Bad.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
the classic.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure we still have that. So mm-hmm. I'm gonna pull that out and I'll bring
play,
it to the studio.
On that record right there.
Yeah,
insane.
Yeah, right. Right.
Yeah,
fast.
You gotta put that thing. Like, in that.
Yeah, I seriously.
You got a record like that.
Yep. Yep. So I fully understand why you would, you know, Michael would be an influence, but those are other great influences
and
as well.
This is a person who influences you. It doesn't matter who you are. We were in Africa, not even knowing what he was saying.
Oh, yeah.
Not knowing a single word of what he was saying, and we were just loving that thing.
Oh, like, man, I love that.
Is that crazy?
That like, is. That is.
A big influence, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what's great. It's, you know, the fact that, you know, a musician out here can reach all ends of the globe, mm-hmm. you know, and inspire people. To then do the same, to put their music out there. So that's awesome. That's awesome. Raf, you got a question?
I have a question.
Oh, God.
The question, you stole my question. I'm not.
Did I?
Lie. You stole my question. Too.
Son of a.
Which I already answered, right? So get it out of the way. Let's go.
Nikki does the same thing to me.
I do have another question. So, as an artist,
yep.
What would you tell another artist to inspire him to keep chasing his dream?
Oh, I like that one too. Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, you got to look at it, really. What got you starting with that dream, right? If you're an artist who wants to be an artist, what got you into starting that as your dream, right? So, like, the thing is, if you start a dream, you have to finish it. Right? You have to stay consistent with it. So, like, if you're really chasing this in the music side, it's just, if you really love it, stay consistent. Really is it. That's what it is.
Nice.
And just be out there. I used to be one of those people who just made music in my house and just released on SoundCloud and just, you know, and released everywhere and just stay in my house. I just started getting outside literally last year. Right. So like.
Wow.
You get out there. Like you got a voice. That's all it is, really. If yeah. you chose to do music or as part of your art and you're being consistent with it, you're going to go somewhere with it.
Right.
It's definitely how it goes. But just keep chasing the dream. If it's really mm-hmm. a real dream for you, it shouldn't be heavy. It shouldn't be much more than just a dream. You shouldn't have. That's the thing, though, right?
Yeah.
People have this dream and you have to invest in that dream, right?
Right.
And there's multiple ways to do it, a lot of ways to do it. And one of the key points is really being consistent, and then the rest will come with it after. Yeah. That's all it is.
Pretty much making the dream become reality.
The reality. Manifesting. You got to create a road for that dream, right? If you stay consistent, you're creating a long road.
Living the dream so much that it actually becomes reality.
A reality. Yeah. Exactly.
Remember I said that because that's where I started too. I started, I wanted the dream.
And you got to make time
then
for that
dream. Then I chased
dream.
The dream.
That's.
And then now, and I wanted it to the point where it was bleeding out of my eyes. Mm-hmm. I chased it all the way to LA. That's when I was homeless in LA.
The long road.
Yeah, I was homeless in LA and everything.
The good road.
For the dream.
The good road for the good road you need to be on when you're dreaming really and chasing your dream.
Dreaming in existence.
The long dream. You want the long dream that will last forever. So like there's people who have the short dream of, you know, for example, artists who chase the short dream of getting big and I mean making music and then wanting to get big right away.
Right.
That's a short dream, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people create those and that's not the dream really to create because it dies short too.
Right.
If you look at it that way. So in my opinion, just Stay true to yourself.
Yeah, stay consistent. Stay true to yourself.
Stay humble and just keep doing you. If it's a love for it, be the love for it.
Love the craft.
Yeah.
Love the craft. Exactly. Live the dream into reality. Love the craft.
Yeah.
Love it like life.
That's right. Exactly. Because at the end, it's all you're going to leave behind, really.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
I can't. I'm not trying to leave no. Nah, I'm not being one of those people who just dies with a family and all that and blah, blah, blah. You got to leave something behind the world.
I got something.
Yeah.
I'm going to steal it from you.
Okay.
Can you share with us a moment when you felt like you achieved a major milestone? Ooh. Something that you like an award or anything?
And you can't say coming on this show. No,
<I'm just> this is a major milestone.
It is.
Considered a major milestone.
Truthfully,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm, oh, we appreciate
it. I appreciate it. But in the musical side of my eyes, it is more like how the connection I have with people. That's more of the biggest achievement, really. Because now these people I can get to work with forever and all that. These are the biggest achievement in my life. Right?
The connection
really made, is leaving something or holding something down with it. It's in the way of you meeting these people, you get to work with. It doesn't even have to be with work, right?
Right.
It can just be good friendship.
Yeah.
You just have a good connection where you just hang out, smoke that reef, go out to the club and drink. That kind of connection. It doesn't really have to be that big of a music side or whatever now. Right? It's just be outside, get to know people, and just be free. Free yourself out of that room.
I just did that yesterday. I took myself, been working, and I was like, today we're going to go to this guy's show, Tom. We're going to go support.
Yep.
Checked out some of the local acts. I ended up seeing one of the old school guys that grew up in Worcester, Elijah David.
Yeah.
If you're even tapping in here, shout out. But seeing him, he's a local legend. You never know who's in the. You never know who pops up.
Exactly. And you gotta be out there really if you want to make this. It's a long road, a long dream that you need to make it true, and you need to make it last long for real. So like,
facts. At one time, and he's going to laugh at this one. At one time, I was, when I started rapping and as an artist, I was watching Elijah David, and I was like, oh, this guy's great. This guy's incredible. He's going to be, he's a legend. He's a legend. Then that wasn't me. Like, I wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
He seen me yesterday, and he's like, oh, man, you're a local legend. You're a legend in Worcester. Like, this is crazy. So he called me a legend.
Of you now.
Like, yeah, so I was like, the table's turned. So
you get to meet those kind of things outside.
After, working so long, and
you need to step out. Get yourself out there, man. There's fresh air outside. Real thing. Your room don't. But it's all it is to it, man. It's a long road of loving that dream and just staying with it. That's what it is. That's why I love what I do and the vibe I bring out and just...
Oh, yeah.
What it is.
And it's so true. A lot of things in life... we're told, you can't do that. Oh, you're never going to, achieve that. And the heck with all that. Like,
told.
Right,
We all been there.
Yeah, you have to not...
It hurts.
Yeah, you have to shut off that noise.
You have to turn it off and be like, watch.
Yeah.
It's not even like, watch. Yeah. It's, I'm going to try it to see if I can do it. And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to just fly right there. I don't have to prove it to you. I can do it.
And then those same people will be like, oh, I always knew you were going to...
Yeah, I knew you were going to make it.
I knew you were going to make it.
Oh!
Yep. See ya.
All the 170 people that never commented and never liked, never interacted, they're
pop
all
out.
Interacting.
Pop out.
Yeah.
Whoa!
That's how it is. That's how it is.
Yeah.
But it's
still, cool to really develop those relationships, like you said, while you're on that journey, meeting all these awesome people,
I wouldn't be here if I didn't show up to that Ralph show.
Yeah.
I came and I got to meet Ralph. I got to meet Jordan. I got to meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
Oh, and man. I wouldn't be right here, but I would definitely be doing something.
And you know
what's
crazy? A lot of people after that show, a lot of people now know you.
Yeah. So
I see him more now even.
Yeah, so.
So I could probably get you one more friend to get you to like more music videos.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be see. That's
okay. Yeah.
Connection right there. There you go.
Yeah.
You just met somebody right here named Ralph the Ruler.
Yeah.
Ralph. Ralph.
Ralph. Ralph. Ralph. Ralph.
Ralph. Ralph. No, Ralph.
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 I'm African.
It's your accent. I get it, bro.
Exactly.
It's your accent. His accent is stronger to me, even. Me, even as his brother, is like, his accent is way stronger than mine. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I can't understand it.
Yeah.
Just see how it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you guys ever been to Germany?
No.
Africa and here.
Well, I mean, well, Germany is like, isn't that like you would travel? Or no, I know a lot of people that travel.
Well, you would travel through if you're flying out here from other countries that are out here.
Oh yeah.
You know how you'd be traveling through like Brazil and like go through.
They got a great music.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, those are like stops for airplanes and all that. We didn't go there. I wish. I'm gonna.
I was supposed to say.
I'm definitely.
There you go. You're gonna manifest that shit.
I should have. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. It's just we haven't.
Yeah.
You got your passport?
Huh?
No,
that's the thing. That's the thing.
Yeah.
No, it's coming in.
Well, you're gonna have to get it soon because I'm telling you.
I heard what's happening.
I have a feeling you're gonna be doing an international tour.
I think he is too because that's why I mentioned Germany.
Yeah.
Because I feel like his music would pop. I already have a following out there. Yeah. I got people that tour.
I look at my audience and I got a bunch of. It's just like. I'm still new to the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm still going through the process.
And isn't it crazy, too, how that works out?
Exactly. It's
like our second biggest following next to the United States is Singapore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Singapore?
Yeah, How's that happen?
You know? And, you know, but there's a lot of people out there that... out in Singapore that love us. Thank you so much, guys.
We appreciate Australia. All
I
see y'all.
Brazil. Brazil. I have a large following. I know we're live. Oh. Brazil, we love you. We love you so much.
Africa, I know you're mad at me right now. Oh, my Africa, you're mad lately. I've been seeing it on my Facebook.
Oh, no.
They've been reaching to me like, no.
They're just mad because, like, our brother left us.
Oh, my God. Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, y'all. I'll be back.
There you go. Oh, there you go.
I can't handle them. They're too much. God damn.
Well, let's, speaking of our fan base, let's give them another song.
What's the name of this?
Yeah. Let's see. Want to do Hold Me Performance?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Na 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 na. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
No, they're not
going to
love it.
Let me give you something y'all never got before.
Just a bit of break. Cause I'm gonna...
Oh, yeah. So, guys, before we get into it, we're going to do a pre-scheduled commercial break. So we'll be right back.
Kisses.
Right after these messages. And we'll be right back after these brief messages.
In 2025, be on the lookout for Derek D. Acoustic's upcoming album, Ashes to Acoustics, The Sonic Revival. Throughout the year, Derek will be releasing several singles, leading up to the full album release, which will include a few extra tunes just for you. Ashes to Acoustics features live acoustic covers performed at open mics at the Otter River Pub, recorded by Soundbites Events and Open Mics. You'll find them on all streaming platforms, so make sure you follow Derek at Derek D. Acoustic to stay updated on these releases. Enjoy Ashes to Acoustics, The Sonic Revival in 2025 and beyond.
And now back to our show.
Yeah.
All right. So, guys, we are back.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. You'll notice I have changed positions.
Oh, yeah. You took somebody's spot.
Yeah, I did.
Two people, actually. Two Nikki people. And Raph.
Yeah.
That is a Raph.
Raph.
Raph. We'll figure that out one day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. Yeah. So... you know, we were fortunate enough to get Raph on the show, but he has a crazy schedule, and so we only had him for a part of the show. But that's okay. because you know, we're gonna vibe to some awesome music for sure.
I would never let you down when it comes to turning up, so let's go.
All right, guys, so we're gonna go ahead and get into this next song. This is
called Hold of Me. I don't even know. I haven't come up with a name yet for it, actually.
Okay.
So that's the name of how it came about.
Perfect.
And this song is just the vibe of creating a new wave, and that's where I came up with the vibe of this. So play that thing.
You got it.
Yeah. Notice I made a wave, I'm rocking, rolling, naving, I'm swimming in again. I'm crying, ocean tears, I'm like a baby, maybe don't wanna be again. Cause you tell me you're amazing, blazing, you got ways in places I wanna. And it's telling me that maybe you just need a place to stay, now I don't wanna be the one. I got models, I got bottles, we gon' share the same titties. My niggas to my niggas, you don't share the same city. She got too many men, on my handle, she a pity. And he don't need a comb, still gon' party up with Diddy. Catch a case, I've been on my shit, non-stop for my Drake. And still I get it straight, if it's mine, I'ma take. For you to get online, I'ma time, you gon' wait. And still I won't release, I don't like to go on dates. And I don't wanna meet ya, I know you've been a mistake. And I give me some chicken, I don't like me chasing cake. And I heard you be hissing, I don't really fuck with snakes. And I hope you go missing when they find you, they relate. I hope you go missing when they find you, they relate. I hope you go missing when they find you, they won't take. I hope you go missing when they find you, they gon' hate. I hope when they find you, they gon' notice I made a wave. I'm rocking, rolling, maybe I'm swimming in my game. Nothing crying, ocean tears, I'm like a baby, maybe don't wanna be again. Cause she told me you're amazing, blazing, you got ways in places I wanna kiss again. I've been thinking that maybe you just need a place to stay, and I don't wanna be the one. Oh, damn, my breath. I don't wanna, why you wanna? I don't wanna. Notice I made a wave, I'm rocking, rolling, naving, I'm swimming in again. Again. I've been crying ocean tears, I'm like a baby, maybe don't wanna be again. So that song just lets you know my name right here.
Yeah.
Young Day, right?
Young Day.
I mean, I do cry real tears for real, but like a baby for real.
Yeah.
That song is fun, man.
Listen, oh man.
I was just in the mood to create some new wave, something that would go like dun, 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 dun. It went well with the beat. It just,
oh yeah.
That's for the chorus of it, that's the way it came from.
And that chorus is beautiful, my friend.
I like that chorus.
Yeah. I love it too. You know, this is kind of like the music that I could just see, you know, playing at the beach,
exactly.
Just vibing,
exactly.
And just, oh man,
that's what it was.
Yeah,
brings the chills in for me. The chills are there on the original song, the actual song. These are all performance version. On the actual song, I'm coming out with a mixtape on October. This is October, right?
Yeah,
the 30th.
Oh, nice.
So in about 10 days,
oh my god,
mixtape Dead Man will be dropping.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you can find all these songs right in there.
So. Yeah. When this episode drops, it'll be out there. So, but I'll make sure to link it out so that people can find it right away.
Let me know if you need help sending you that.
Yeah. Right.
So, everybody, you'll find me with this name under
Young Day.
Sweet. Young Day. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, so let's get to a few more questions here.
Ooh, more questions.
Just a few
Let's
more
do
questions.
It.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So, you know, I know you've only been out there for, you know, a couple months, year or two, or
for make music or
no, it's for performing live.
Performing, yeah. I've been past 2 years now. Actually, more like a few months. Actually, if we're really showing what I did for the summer, this summer I was doing actual shows. before I was doing just bars and opening for bars. This time it's more. No, so a few months, I would say, on your regional on the shows.
Side. Yeah. So with that being the case, what has been your what has been the craziest thing that you've encountered so far on a gig?
Craziest thing.
Yeah, yeah. Have you had any like wild fans or?
Yeah, actually, I have had wild fans, but like it's not that wild. Really.
Yeah.
It's more, you know, they come to you like normal fans. We're still there.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
to think of the craziest thing that ever happened during the shows. Well, yes, you get to meet your fans who you never thought they were your fans before.
Right, right.
That part is fun.
I don't know.
That's because they want to do, they want to get signature, they want to get pictures and all that.
Right.
And then the most, I can't really answer that question of what's the most bizarre thing because it's more like I was already ready for this, anything that would drop on me.
You're ready for it. Yeah, yeah.
It's more of I'm just riding with the wave.
Well, out of all those shows that you've done so far, though, mm-hmm. Does one stick out as being really memorable to you?
Yeah, actually. I got to give this man this shout out to Pharaoh G for this one.
Okay.
He runs these events more like in Providence area. Those shows are awesome.
Oh, nice.
I'm telling you, people are outside. People are inside, but we're all having a good time. We're sharing drinks and all that.
Yeah.
I love that when it's everybody's in two places, outside and inside, where you can just come in and enjoy the music and all that. Pharaoh, man, shout out to Pharaoh.
Hey, Pharaoh.
Pharaoh, I've had a lot of fun. Hit me up more.
Yeah, yeah. I love it.
Know, let's get going.
I love it. And those venues are and events are just so much fun.
They are.
Yeah.
They
are. You know,
the road is fun.
I remember first coming across you over at the Jewel. Mm-hmm. And I was just blown away. First off, for any of you that don't know what the Jewel is, it's this awesome venue. I think they closed down now, or they sold or something.
I think they're still going.
Are they still going? Okay.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's an event that was happening there before.
Oh, okay, good. Because I'm telling you guys, you got to check it out. I swear to God that the whole stage is made out of subwoofers.
Like, real shit.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy, bro. Good vibes. Like, it all around, man. Like,
right.
These venues have it. When they talk about being on a stage as an artist and these venues for real, you're looking at people who are crowded in.
Right.
And just listening to one person.
Yeah.
Right. So like the good time of that. And then people are actually, obviously they're connecting, but like the music side is coming from one person on a stage that's rocking it out and everybody's having a good time. So I love that about these shows. Really.
Yeah. Do. Me too. I love the smaller, more intimate venues too, for that reason, because you get to really connect with the audience, you get to connect with the other musicians that are there, you know, and I was fortunate enough to really get to see really special things happen, you know, after the contest had occurred. Mm-hmm. You guys had your own set and then you kind of just all came together at the end and just just partied and sang, and
we were taking shots on the table. We were doing everything.
right. Mm-hmm. A lot
the
of love.
The bartender, man, the bartender was taking care of us that night.
Yeah, she was.
She was.
Yeah. And that's what's great. You know, we need more venues like that around here. You know, especially the ones that are really focusing on the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we and have.
If for these business people, businessmen, if you own a bar, you own a venue, listen, if you want to really make money,
yeah,
this is where you make money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just artists. Find local artists.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And both of y'all, both the artist and the owner can be making money at the same time.
Yes. Like, yeah.
You could do a lot of big things with whatever you got, for real.
Yeah.
Just reach out to an artist.
Yeah, and I don't think enough venue owners really, or business owners, understand the power of music.
Well, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And they lack on that, and that's
it's
really where, if you really want people to be in your place.
I mean, the fact
Who doesn't love music?
Yeah. I mean, the fact that we were in Boston at a Chinese food restaurant that cleared the room and had one of the best rap hip-hop artist shows I have seen in my life.
I've been to concerts and all that. Listen, concerts will always be fun and all that.
Yeah.
But when you pop out to a local event or just a small event, I'm telling you, you're going to get more connection than you get at a concert, a big concert. At a big concert, you're there to pay attention.
yeah, exactly.
This is not that. Right? You're there to do whatever you want. You are there for. So that's right. If you want to get connection, you get connection. If you want to listen to music, you listen to music. If you want to small events, this is where it happens.
Yeah.
Where
it happens. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's so awesome. You know, and the other thing too is that, you know, that the Jewel event, you know, I was asked to judge the show.
Yeah.
and I'm thinking to myself, I'm probably the last person you want because I do listen to hip hop, but not to the point where I felt confident enough to judge, right?
Exactly.
But you know, the really cool thing that I realized judging that was that it's no different than any other genre of music.
It really is not.
You know, there's the talent, there's the presence, there's, you know, your confidence in the lyrics.
Obviously, it's more competitive and all that.
You guys are pretty, competitive for sure.
When it comes to really being a genre to love, hip hop is right there with all. We shouldn't even put it on top. People make it big.
Yeah.
But really is up there with all the other genres that be hitting the same way. It just depends on what you like to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So at that moment, you were at a hip-hop event.
Yes. So. Yeah. But even in that hip-hop event, there was so many different styles.
There was.
You know?
It comes with a lot.
Yeah. There's so much variety.
Different forms it comes
in. Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing.
These are all artists.
Right.
Musicians. So like they'll paint you the art for real.
Yeah.
They'll give you all type of art. So like that's the thing about hip hop really.
It's
gonna be different. It's gonna be hip hop. It's gonna be
moving. Yeah.
It's gonna be energetic. It's gonna be it's really
I know. I've just been blown away by the amount of talent. And you know what? And what's cool too is like here in our area, I'm connected a lot to the open mics and they have a tight knit group of musicians that aren't like competitive to the point where they're not supporting each other. Mm-hmm. They're all very supportive of each other and they it's like a family.
Yeah.
And, checking you guys out at going to the Jewel, going out to Boston, Sammy's Patio, like it's very similar. You guys have a nice tight knit group, but very supportive of each other.
Although it's not my favorite thing. Shows are not my favorite thing.
No. Yeah. Right.
I think we talked about this and all that, but I'm a shy person on the inside and just I don't like to being outside of me. For me to be outside, it's me getting out of my comfort zone. And that's why it's like, I have to really hype it up and give it like a big hug.
Yeah.
It really has helped me being outside.
Well, that's
good. I'm not an outside person. And the reason why I don't like even being at shows is, as we were just saying, some people just seem too competitive. And I'm not there for that.
Yeah.
I don't got time for that. I'm just there to have a good time if we're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
So like when it gets competitive for me, I just hop out.
Yeah, and I don't blame you, man. It's like it takes the fun out of it.
It does take a lot of fun out of it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I don't like that.
Those stuff. Right. And so, you know, that's kind of why, we're promoting our show. We're doing our show to show, hey, here's the fun side of music.
Exactly.
You know, here's the creative side. It's not just about getting the likes, getting the views, doing better than this guy, doing better than that guy, but it's about connecting with your audience and, creating a song that will, touch somebody, that's what it's about. Yeah.
It's not really, if you, again, if you really want to be in this type of in this side of the world, in the hip hop side.
Yeah, yeah.
It comes with a lot of hate.
Yeah,
it does come with a lot of hate. It comes with a lot of everything. So like, you really have to be ready. And me being ready is more saying like, I'm out of my comfort zone. I'm not ready. I'm just, my body's out.
Yeah.
I'm out. The real me is still inside, and right now I'm sweating under this show because the real me, I'm very nervous.
But. Well, but that's normal. That's part
it's
of
a. It's a normal thing. You just gotta go with it. If you love it enough, you're gonna show it that you love it enough. That's where you gotta show it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great. I love that. That's like I said, we want to encourage people who are musicians who either perform music, sing, you know, instruments, whatever.
I want to hear you.
Yeah, we want to hear you. We want to hear what you
We're
got.
We're music nerds.
Yeah, exactly.
So, as you are too. Let's share something. Let's have something in common.
Yeah.
So you make music, you do any kind of thing
right.
that involves a sound. Yes, a sound, a lovely sound. Man, I love that thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's a music gift right there.
Yeah, and you know, anything can be an instrument. Like, oh my God, anything. right there. Right. Like, we have that little drum there.
Let me show you.
Yeah. Put up the camera.
I can't play. I don't know how to play, but you know what though?
You could sample that, and then you could add it into a track.
Boom, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm gonna have to borrow this at some point.
Yeah.
In the next few months.
Right. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Man.
Music is beautiful.
Music is beautiful, and you know it's great. Like, it helps. No matter what mood you're in, there's a song for it.
There's a song for it that will change how you want to feel. And it's all in your mind.
It really is. Yeah.
So it's not really... Yeah, I don't want to get too deep into it.
Well, you know, I got to say, that's what I love about your music, is the fact that it's really all about that happy mood, you know, the happy vibe.
And I do make sad songs too, but that's for sad people.
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. If you want to feel sad, I have a song for you. If you want to feel lifted, I have the song for you. If you want to feel like dancing, I have the song for you.
That's beautiful. Yeah, and it's you know, that's the beautiful part about music, is that you have all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and I get to vibe with these whenever I feel like a different way. I can just get to choose, right?
Yeah.
Like for me, I keep all this music in one file on my phone.
Yeah.
And like, it's basically a huge album or a huge playlist.
Yeah.
Every time I record a song, I put it in that playlist. So like, they're all different. And then when I feel like I want to vibe to any kind of vibe, I just switch it off.
And I can't get over how many songs you got accumulated over there. Like, you are ready for like, you know, releasing album after album.
I really am. It's the fact that I'm allowed, or I know how to sit there and just like say anything.
Yeah,
it's anything, and I do this in my room or in my apartment.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
I just set up the mic right there and I sell my bed.
Right.
Just record and then send it to my engineer to fix it or whatever, not mix it. Or I do it myself.
Right.
That's how I get to do all these songs back to back. I can. Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
It's not. A lot. It's more like the headspace I need for it.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy too is that we live in a world now where everything's modernized, and we can just record our music. We don't need to go to like a professional studio or get a record label.
Exactly.
We can just make our own.
On the tip of our finger.
Yeah.
It's like, and you gotta take that, but you really gotta take advantage of it. Because I listen to the stories about old heads and how they had to do it and all that. It's like, dang, you had to go through it for real.
Yeah.
But how I started, it was straight from the phone. They didn't have that.
So oh, yeah.
Looking at it, you really do have it on the tip of your finger. So if you got to create it.
Create it, yeah.
And you can create anything. It doesn't have to be music. It could be anything.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, look at behind you. I whipped that up.
Exactly. You just did a pew, 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 pew.
Yeah.
Boom.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Like, what?
Yeah.
It really is that simple. And this could become a job.
Right.
This could become a job if you don't see it. Like, something like this. This is a real job. Just
letting
you
know. Exactly.
People need this kind of help. Some people don't know how to do this.
Right, right. Exactly.
Just then.
So let's get into another song. I got pulled up the country shit. That's right.
How many songs do we want to do? What do we have left?
Either one or two more.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Two All right. is good.
Two
country songs. Shit. All right. Now this song is. I had to reverse it because I made this song about this girl.
Ooh. There's a story there.
It is a long story.
Yeah.
She's still my good friend.
Oh, that's good.
She's just far away right now.
Yeah.
So I had to switch it in a way where she wouldn't understand that it's about her.
Okay.
So when you listen to it, it's more, I've never been to Georgia.
Yeah.
But the song is, to Georgia. You listen to it. You
okay. All right.
I've never been to Georgia. This is a song that had to be more like, it's about a girl that I'm interested in.
Yeah, okay.
We had to mix it up a little bit. So let's go.
Let's go.
Took a trip down to Georgia. She told me to come over. And little did I know that her boyfriend was over. She said they come closer. I just need a little closure. Me and him are over. So I had you come over. Glad you called me at the right time. Wrong day, I'll be right on my way. Even if I'm kinda late. Take you on a little date, cause I'm late. Even better anyway. Glad that you called today. Your mama never taught you how to love a man. You got your beard and you got way too many men. I can't deny, I only love you when I can. Hey, your mama never taught you how to love a man. You got your beard and you got way too many men. I can't deny, I only love you when I can. Trip down to Georgia. She told me to come over. And little did I know that her boyfriend was over. She said they come closer. I just need a little closure. Me and him are over. So how'd you come over? Little closure. Come on over. Little closure, come on over. Little closure, come on over. Little closure. Took a trip down to Georgia. She told me to come over. And little did I know that her boyfriend was over. She said they come closer. I just need a little closure. Me and him are over. So I had to come over.
Oh, I love that. Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, we love music out here.
Yeah. That was
As you can tell now, we all tap music.
Yeah.
This is a lovely country vibe I was in.
Yeah, no. I definitely wasn't expecting that. No. And it was great because it also told a story. And you know those love stories, man.
Exactly. if you've ever been into that situation, my situation, this situation I was in,
right.
I just pulled up on her and her boyfriend was there, man. So, yeah, man,
it happens.
It happens, real stuff. So you can relate to this song if you've been. So
I'm
relatable.
I've been there. I've been there. I haven't been to Georgia, but I've been in that situation.
Been in that situation.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's just,
yeah.
That's why I love this song.
Yeah.
It brings a good chill vibe.
It does. It does.
Again, man. All these songs will be released and more to come. I got all these for you to taste.
Nice.
All vibes.
Well, I'm telling you, I think what you're doing is incredible. I'm blown away that you're only 22. Because
how old do you look?
Yeah, it's you know, you look young, obviously, but the music creativity, it seems like it's been there for decades. You know, I mean, you have a really your understanding of music, your appreciation of music, and your creativity with music is far beyond your age. You know, and
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a compliment or that's just a thing, but I take it as a compliment. So I
100%, yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's what I've been. I'm gonna stay young forever. Young day. I'm gonna make you old. So that's what I'm saying. When I'm in my 50s and the whole world has changed and the genre has changed, I'm gonna still be making the songs in the 50s.
That's awesome.
Of 2050s, futures music. I'm gonna make futures music one day, and I'm gonna be in my 80s, 100.
Yeah, there you go, brother. Seriously, like I really do believe you figured out that formula.
Yeah, I appreciate that. The formula is hard to find.
It is.
I'm just going with the road of loving music, man.
Yeah, and that's the formula right there.
It is. If you can love it enough, you can just stay on top of it. And there's no stress when I make music.
That's beautiful.
I just sit there and just say anything. I've gotten used to it.
Yeah.
So much.
That's beautiful.
So much.
That's beautiful. Yeah. So now I'm gonna help you out, because I know your voice is struggling, because we had an awesome show for you the other night. So, but I do wanna share one more song with the audience. But I think what we're gonna do is pull in a music video, because
you have a music video.
Well, you do, sir. You have some on your YouTube channel, right?
Oh, how am I gonna do that?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, so
on my YouTube channel. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, with the help of movie magic, I'm gonna drop it in here.
Okay.
But I want you to pick. Which one do you want?
Which one do I want? Since we've already listened to all type of things on here, we haven't listened to me rap like that.
Yeah.
We're gonna put on this song called Jungle Beast.
Jungle Beast, love it.
So you're gonna find it in there. It's probably the last video I dropped.
Okay.
Actually, now that I think about it. So yeah, we'll go on YouTube, find it. Jungle Beast.
Sweet.
Yeah. King of A. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone, long as any time. Nice game, King.
Tryna hug a butter, cause we got the same shoes. We have what we got, but we ain't get to pick and choose. We've been with each other, chasing green for the crew. Call me Jungle Beast and I ain't coming from the zoo. We don't share the same matter, all she held was a two. Times of dinosaurs, we been no friends, you knew. Damn, like a bird, but can tell me what to do. Damn, on a road, chasing green Mountain Dew. Get your camera, we gon' shoot. Money break game, we be talking if it's blue. I'm coming just to get it, even if you give a clue. Rebel gave me wings, got a cold, still flu. Listen, damn, I'm a fool. Damn, not a fool. Went and took a risk, lost an arm, broke a rule. Went and took a win, it's not a sin if you lose. Went and got my shit together, ducking from the news. I did the unthinkable, the trap, and I sold Lisa Key. Funny handicap, I'm charging niggas for a fee. I get super sour, but this shit ain't nothing sweet. Never took a shit and everything, I'm pushing P. Even my producer told me shit he couldn't be. Thinking I was blind, but I went and took a C. I went in and made a rap, catch a hackers, I don't cap. Put my city on the map, running shit, I'm doing laps. Can't be hoeing on my snap, she gon' lie and get a slap. She gon' shake and make it clap, check my battles, how we dap. I do mellows and I rap, when I dish, she got a strap. Shake it, rocky, no ASAP, keep a space, keep a gap. If you smoke shit, I pop. NBA, I'm on top, never falling, but I drop. Everything is in my shop, if I'm getting money, shit, I split it with the dude. Going auto
of A, we ain't had nothing to do. Day I'm on the way, I'm feeling better, better way, I'm doing good. What's your cuz? What's your cuz? What's your cuz? You 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 what's your cuz? What's your cuz? Never gonna forget about the problems that you gave me. Every night's doing not a ninja come to date me. Wonder if it's love when you tell me that you hate me. Penny got a zombie that she still left forgave me. Never gonna forget about the problems that you gave me. Every night you're doing, I don't need you come to date me. Wonder if it's love when you tell me that you hate me. Then you got those armors that you still and forgave me. Day I've been a go, I've been a farmer since a baby. Damn, I'm missing bro, couple years, that shit crazy. Corner selling coke, selling flour to the ladies. Thought you was my dog, bend my hands, you got rabies. Remember game Fuezo, shit cocaine like the 80s. I was plenty shit, I made a blueprint, I'm Jay-Z. YG, I'm not nigga, my shit better brazy. Try me, you fuck niggas if you think I'm lazy.
So this song is really about where I came from, actually.
Nice.
Well, we live in a jungle. So, like, everybody is a jungle beast, if you think about it.
Right.
You just gotta be your own beast in a type of way and body your own work.
Yeah.
So that's all it is to it is... I'm a jungle beast in my own jungle, and I body my own work, and this is...
Oh, nice.
So
yeah.
The song, it's not, there's not much meaning to the song, really. It's more like I'm talking in more a code way. Not even a code, what should I say? It's bars.
Yeah.
You know when bars go over your head.
Right.
So that's the kind of thing. So this, some things will go over your head and all that. That's all this song is for. I was just going bar, over bar.
Oh, yeah.
So there's not much meaning to it other than I'm buying some work.
Well, I gotta say, you know, I'm just really impressed with all your work, with everything that you're doing. It's just absolutely amazing. You know, I really do believe that, you know, you continue to keep manifesting that this music career is going to take off, and it's going to. Like, I'm just so proud of you, and I'm so just...
I don't even know how to say it to myself that I'm proud most of the times, and I don't even know how to take it because...
Yeah.
Well, people can say proud of me. You feel it on your side, but on my side, I'm proud of me too, but like I feel like I ain't done enough.
Right. Well, so that's what I'm saying. Like it's amazing how much you've done in such a short period of time, and that's why I say that, you know, it to me it feels like you've been, you know, your music has been there much
for years.
Yeah.
Well, but in the real life, it's more like I'm a music nerd again.
Yeah, and I love that.
Like, I'm really good at, like, catching sound. You can show me a song today and I'll learn the lyrics by tomorrow or the next day.
Wow.
It could just be like that. By just listening to it, like, two times, three times.
Yeah.
Like, I have a good music head when it comes to music.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm really a dumbass on the other side.
No. No, I'm telling you. I couldn't think of you being that at all. The fact that you came over here, you learned our language so quickly,
yeah,
and now you're applying it to music. I mean, that just shows a level of intelligence that not everybody has.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to have the mental head for it. I came out here with a kind of head that was ready for a change of it for anything.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That either gonna be better than what I had, or it'd be worse.
Right.
And I figure that it's bad, and the best way for me to make it better was for me to really start music, and and that's where my love is really.
Sure.
I was in a moment where of depression and all that stuff. All go through that.
We all go through it.
The real stuff is, and I was having a hard time, and then now since I figured that out. I can rap and do all this stuff. I just been on top of it.
Oh, man.
I don't got time. I don't get time to be depressed.
Yeah, right.
I really don't. When I feel like I'm going to get depressed about this, I could make a song.
Right.
That's going to make me feel better. That's how it is. Like, I haven't been I haven't been depressed in like a few years. Stress barely touches me.
That's awesome.
I do get stressed a lot.
Yeah.
Exactly. Those things that are... Music will always help with anything, really.
Oh, yeah.
And I will always run to music.
Well, I am so incredibly happy for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing. And it's a great example of, you know, not letting this world dictate your happiness.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Nobody can really tell you what you should be doing in this world.
Right.
That's what I believe is nobody should be telling me what to do or how I do it. If right. I want to do something, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. And how I want to achieve it. I got to look at the achievement and how I want to achieve it exactly.
Yeah.
And that's...
Well, I respect that. I just have so much respect for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, now that I've brought the interview down to a real place here. But that's good energy. Absolutely.
I like it. I like how much fun we're having. How serious the questions are getting and how deep they are getting.
Yeah.
I needed to talk about this because I don't really talk about it in the way of my peers or people you're surrounded with. When you're when you're a music nerd, not everybody around you is a music nerd. You know how it is.
Right,
right. Not everybody wants to hear about music, right?
Yeah.
So when you get to find that one person who, or those people who are, can share that thing with you.
Right.
That's a good part of it. And, I feel like a lot of artists don't have that in their outside life of music.
No, yeah.
They really do. I feel like they're just surrounded by these people who are there to support, but they're not really, you know, not in the full music that you're in
right.
in your music head. And I think that's where a lot of artists really have trouble just really connecting with people.
Yeah, all right.
They don't have that on the inside where they're most comfortable in.
Yeah, and that's exactly why we're doing this,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
We want to show people that, like, there's a real emotional side to creating music, and it's a beautiful process, you know? It fulfills you spiritually,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's important.
It is.
It's so important.
It's important to talk about it.
Yeah!
As they say, and most of us find it talking about it in music, but... You know, music is actually, well, most people say it's the only place to talk about your problems when you feel it. And it's true.
Right.
But you can also find the person who also loves music like you do that. You know, that kind of thing. It's, there's always connections. It all comes together in this sense of loving.
It does. And I'm telling you, you are a beautiful soul.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. You got it, man.
I appreciate it.
So, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. I love having you here. A huge shout out to Raph.
Shout out to this man, Chris.
Oh,
shout out to my little brother, Abdulie, for being in the building.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jay. Jay, because he wanted me to give him a shout out.
Yeah. Hey, Jay.
Shout out to all these people. Yeah, Jay, man. Yeah. We love you, man. Do your thing.
Nice.
I also, before we close up, if that's what you're planning to do.
Yeah.
I really want you to play that last song I sent you.
Oh, of course. Let's do
that. Just because I feel like Chris.
Yeah. Hey, I'm all, more music? You got it.
Just because Chris, since you're saying you love music like that, let's put it to the test.
Reason number one, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Reason number one, that Def song.
Yeah, okay. All right, guys, here we go.
God forgive me, I know I've been
so wrong.
Reason number one why I made this song. Feel this pain that I'm using with my tongue. I'm trying to talk to you, hoping that you're home.
You went home.
Every day I wake up staring at my phone. I tell my mama every day, leave me alone.
I got some bad blood running through my bones. I know the world gon' forgive me when I'm gone. If heaven isn't far, I'ma be on my way. They tell me that you love me and believe what you say. I followed you and prayed to you probably every day. You give me blessings when I sneeze, more blessings on the way. Thank you every day. Got some food on my plate. I gotta take my time with it, ain't no running late. I got nobody with me, but I'm still doing great. No one can take me out, I don't go on dinner dates and I don't hate. And I don't wanna go to hell. He done beat me down, but I'm still doing well. Every day I'm winning, he be wishing that I fail. School is like a prison, every day I've been in jail. And I won't tell how I'm feeling but the smell. Day body, everybody share it one cell. I'm tryna go to heaven, I don't wanna go to hell. I went and took the stairs, broke my ankle, then I fell. Then I fell. Then I fell. Then I fell. Then I fell, then I fell, then I fell, then I fell. Now forgive me, I know I've been so wrong.
So wrong, so wrong.
Reason number one why I made this song.
This song, this song.
Feel this pain that I'm using with my tongue.
My tongue, my tongue.
I'm tryna talk to you, hoping that you're home. So wrong.
So wrong, so wrong.
Reason number one why I made this song. Feel this pain that I'm using with my tongue. I'm tryna talk to you, hoping that you're home.
If I wasn't tethered to this thing, I would have been over there dancing with you.
That's how it came.
I was enjoying myself.
Yeah. Oh my god! So that's not the finalized version. The version that I got done in time.
Oh man!
But it's a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song. I love it, man. Yeah.
And that was my first time ever diving into that type of.
Yeah, the jazz. You know, seriously, I don't think I've. Heard that kind of, that combination before.
Exactly. I feel like I've never either.
Yeah.
Where it's like a hip hop kind of sounding with
the jazz.
The jazz, exactly.
It works.
It does work.
It works.
I had to test it out.
Yeah.
I had to, and I found that I can't do it. Same thing with the country song.
Yeah, right.
That country song, that I had to find out if with my tone, I have like more of a rap tone.
Yeah.
That is a good for rapping. So when I do all these, it's more like I have the rap kind of tone in it.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
I experiment with a lot of things.
But what's great too is that not only do you have the rap component, but the instrumental work that goes with it is just really brilliant.
It does.
Yeah.
It came together perfectly.
Yeah.
So that one right there is reason number one. I think that's what I'm going to name anyway.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense to call it reason number one.
Love it.
Because it's reason number one. This song was just about talking to God between just being confused in this world, actually. I want to talk about it because God and just heaven and hell. We all are stuck in this thing.
We are.
But we're trying to figure it out.
Battle.
That's what the song is really about.
Right.
If you all listen to it carefully, it's really about that. It's... I'm stuck between two worlds where I'm trying to decide where to go. I try to take the stairs, then I broke my ankle, then I fail. So I'm back out here, man. I try to make. That's what it is.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's a beautiful song.
It is.
About just trying to decide, or you can't even decide.
Yeah.
But you don't have a choice of where you go.
Right.
You really don't. You can want to go to heaven, but you're not going to make it there till that's what the song is about, man.
You got to put your steps in, people.
Yeah.
So, oh, man.
I feel like it's something that will be very relatable and that will it adds this it adds a thing to for me.
Yeah, yeah.
It adds the fact that I'm trying to pray. And that's at the same time, I'm enjoying time down here, whatever this is for us.
Right.
Right? For wherever world we're living in.
Yeah.
The song is supposed to make you dance, but at the same time, in the deep lyrics.
Deep lyrics.
I'm trying to talk to God about what's happening down here.
Yeah.
That's all it is to it.
That's
it
awesome. Really is. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The, you know, and that's what I love about your music, too, is that, you know, you get the whole dance floor dancing. like seriously, everybody's just like on your level, vibing level.
Yeah. I'm known for that in every club.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's if I step in
and
I'm dancing, everybody has to.
Yeah.
It's I think it might just be the energy thing, and again, this is the music nerd.
Yeah.
Any kind of music that comes in, I'll dance to it. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's I am a total music nerd.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I've accepted that.
Well, yeah.
It could be a bad thing or a good thing. I've accepted that for what it is.
Well, you're to me, you're like a Leonardo, not a Leonardo DiCaprio, like a Michelangelo, just with music. It's just amazing. You have figured out these combinations of genres and the way that you lay it out. Just really makes everybody happy, makes the whole dance floor vibe, and I'm just really, really impressed with what you're doing.
Yeah, I appreciate that very
much. You got it. Yeah. So, guys, do you have any shows out there coming up?
As far as my own shows, I'm on my little break right now.
Okay.
I'm kind of, as I said, I'm in this situation where I'm gonna decide if I want to be in this competition thing.
Yeah.
I think it's too competitive when it comes to, you know, people who events like that. I'm taking a little break. I might get back into it, but for now, I'm on my show break. I did shows this entire summer, all that. I have my last one, actually, it's going to be with Kay Amir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love him.
November 1st, Kay Amir.
Yeah.
Me and that dude we have a lot. You should come to the show.
Yeah,
you'll not miss our new work.
Well, I can see his music and your music melding really perfectly.
We've done it. Yeah, exactly. We've done it before. We've made songs. We've performed songs together. So we're still going. Me and Kay Amir, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we got a lot on the Afro side.
And again, people that want to find your music, it's right there, folks.
Because
you're on the Instagram,
everywhere, really.
I'm
everywhere. As far as social media, I'm trying to cut down off social media.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's gotten kind of wild lately.
It's a kind of wild thing. I love it, but at the same time, I do not need it. I would appreciate the support of finding me on social media and following me and all that, but. I'm sorry if I don't post too much. It's just me.
Yeah, yeah.
Get used to it. I just don't do a lot of social media stuff.
But as long as you're putting your music out there,
it's
Yeah.
I post on my social media about my music, but when it comes to what else is going on in my life, I really don't.
And that's okay.
My life is private.
It needs to be private. Exactly. That's right. Yeah.
Exactly. And I feel like too many people put their lives out there too much.
Yeah, but like... Dear Facebook, I just brushed my teeth. Like what? Oh yeah, yeah. I get you.
Find me on anywhere, music app, any app store you got, anything really, under Young Day or just Day. It'll come up as just Young Day if you search up Day.
That's awesome.
Don't click on Young Nudie.
That's a whole different day.
That's a again. That's a whole different person. He's not me. Young Nudie is not me. A lot of people will be searching up Young Day and they find this person named Young Nudie.
Oh no,
another hip hop artist.
Oh, okay,
that's not me. My name is Young Day.
Young Day, yeah,
D A Y.
And we'll make sure that we link up your music stuff on there.
Watch out for that tape that's coming out.
Yeah.
The mixtape. I'm possibly, most likely, looking at dropping an album in December.
Perfect.
Just because I got too much music locked in. I need to release some.
Yeah.
So, be on the lookout. Got a lot of things coming out.
Man. Oh, I love it, man.
Good things.
Well, thank you so much for coming on this show.
Chris, this was so much fun.
Yeah.
This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just absolutely love everything you're doing. And guys, if you are, you know, if you stuck around this long, which I'm sure you have.
How long? Almost 3 hours?
I know, right? It's been a while. But seriously, guys, make sure you follow our friend here, Young Day, and everything he's doing.
I'm active. Yeah. Music is active in my life.
Right, right. And guys, thank you again. Make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel. Make sure you're following us on the podcast, and so that you can continue to hear awesome episodes like this one. And
it's coming out in December.
We're almost to Christmas.
Christmas, my birthday, everything.
There you go. Early happy birthday.
I think it might be too early because I can't decide between two.
Yeah. Oh man.
I have a January one and a December one. I don't know.
Oh yeah, well, you know, it's close.
You know, if you live in that kind of life of mine where you have two birthdays, I know you feel me.
That's how you know you're extra happy.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, thank you guys. This has been another episode of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts. Again, thank you to Raph for helping out today, and Nikki, we miss you, so we hope everything is...
Oh, yeah. Nikki, man.
I know.
Now, we're in this. It's just me, my little brother, and Christopher. Now, one chair is empty, and it's missing somebody, and that is you, Nikki. When you watch this, just know that Young Day is disappointed, but also praying for you. I'm disappointed because you could not make it, but I'm sorry for what's going on in life.
She'll appreciate that.
It's hard.
It is.
It really is hard.
Yeah.
So take care of your family. We are supporting you. We really are. And I've got to say it. We love you.
We love you, Nikki.
I've only talked to you like a few times about this show, coming to this show. And just, I would have loved to see you and get to meet you. And I hope I get to meet you. See you next time.
Well, you know, when you do that show, I'll bring her with me.
Please do.
Yeah,
please do.
Yeah, that'd definitely. Awesome. All right.
You want to say something, Abdul?
Yeah.
Make sure you subscribe when you find me on YouTube on the Young Day. I would love that.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate being here, though. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome, brother. I appreciate, you know, it's beautiful that you're here supporting your brother. I think that's awesome.
This is my,
that's
I'm
beautiful.
Sure, this is my number one supporter right here.
Aww.
I wouldn't even call it number one supporter. It's just, man, we got love, man.
Yeah.
Between us too. It's a brotherly thing.
That's
it's
awesome.
That's what it is.
It's a family, man.
It's a family thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's awesome.
He's here. We are enjoying the time and supporting each other. So it is. I appreciate you for having us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And who knows? Maybe your brother here will be putting out some music soon.
One day. I really like, that's something like, if you could pick up producing as a thing, because it needs to come back. Producing needs to come back. The Dr. Dre moment.
The Dr. Dre moment
needs to come back, is what I'm saying, man. Where Dr. Dre sits there with artists and just makes beats and then they rap over it.
Yeah.
It needs to come back. I need producers.
yeah, exactly.
So, man, it was fun.
It was fun, guys.
This is a lot of fun. Again.
Thank
Young
you.
Young Day's out here.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Thank you for tuning in, everybody. See you next time.
Later.
The Musical Chairs of Massachusetts has been handcrafted for your listening pleasure. Hosted by Chris Guerra. Co-hosted and produced by Nikki Cross. Audio engineering and talent booking by Nikki. Audio, video, engineering, and graphic designs by Chris. Theme song written and recorded by Route 2 Revolution. This has been a CG Broadcasting production.